USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Tear gas reportedly thrown at anti-Taliban protesters in Afghanistan. A group of women rallying in Kabul today for the second day in a row. An Afghan news agency, TOLONews.com, reports Taliban special forces deployed tear gas against the protesters as they marched toward the presidential palace. The Taliban says the protesters were out of control. A witness reports some women were beaten. The new unemployment number is not as good as analysts expected. The Labor Department's jobs report for August released Friday. Analysts expecting about 720,000 new jobs get just 235,000 instead. President Biden, though, trying to look on the bright side.
Today's report shows that the steps we've taken, passing the rescue plan and vaccinating 175 million people, make our economy capable of growing and adding jobs even in the face on this continuing Delta surge.
The unemployment rate dropping in the latest report to 5.2%, still above where we were before the pandemic, though. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.